Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR, Boston.
Ever heard the phrase, too good to be true? If something is too good to be true, that means it sounds so amazing, you can hardly believe it. In today's story, we'll meet a clever, sneaky rabbit who makes an offer that definitely sounds too good to be true because, well, it is. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called Sweet Corn and Clever Rabbit. Versions of this tale come from Mexico, Costa Rica, and the First Nations people of Canada. Some really great people came together to bring you our telling of this folktale, including Eris Baker. Grown-ups, you may recognize Eris from This Is Us on NBC. So circle around, everyone, for Sweet Corn and Clever Rabbit. Rabbit was one of the fastest animals around. She also was one of the cleverest. Her mind was every bit as quick as her feet. And being a bit of a rascal, Rabbit was especially fond of using her smarts to hatch schemes and play tricks. This story is about one of those tricks. It all began one morning when Rabbit was hopping around a part of the countryside she'd never seen before. After scurrying up a hill and around a bend, she saw something that stopped her right in her tracks.
Whoa!
Before her was a massive field of corn. Row after row of bright green stalks stretched up toward the sky, and each stalk was bursting with plump, sweet cobs.
All this hopping around sure has me hungry. I think I'll have just one nibble.
Rabbit snatched a cob and shucked off the bright green husk. She took a bite.
Wow, this is the freshest, sweetest corn I've ever tasted.
As she chewed on the corn with her sharp teeth, her sharp mind began chewing on a plan.
You know, I can think of a bunch of animals who'd love a taste of corn this sweet. I bet I could sell 1,000 bushels of this stuff. I'd be rich.
Then it occurred to her, this field must belong to a farmer. And farmers do not appreciate finding rabbits in their fields, especially rabbits who are snatching all their corn. But remember, Rabbit was speedy. She figured she could pick at least one bushel without getting caught. There was just one problem.
How can I get rich selling just one bushel of corn? Aha! I know just what to do.
In the blink of an eye, Rabbit darted down a row of stalks and grabbed a few dozen corn cobs, exactly one bushel's worth. She tossed the cobs in an old burlap sack she found and dragged them back to her burrow. Once there, she brushed her fur, smoothed her whiskers, and put on her most winning smile. Then she grabbed three cobs of corn and hippity-hopped to the old rotting log where Cockroach lived.
Good morning, Cockroach.
Good morning, Rabbit. What brings you here today?
Well, let's just say I have a business proposition for you. Tell me, Cockroach, do you like corn?
The insect's tiny eyes lit up.
Like corn? I love it!
I thought so. Listen, I'm selling one bushel of the freshest, sweetest corn you've ever tasted. And I wanted you to be the first to know about it.
Me? Really?
Yes, you! Here, have a bite.
Rabbit handed a cob to Cockroach.
This is the freshest, sweetest corn I've ever tasted. What are you asking for this one bushel of fresh, sweet corn?
For you.
Rabbit grinned.
5 silver pieces.
Cockroach nearly jumped out of her shell.
5 silver pieces? That's it? What a bargain!
What can I say? I aim to please. So, what do you say, Cockroach, you in?
Cockroach thought for a moment. This seemed like an offer she couldn't refuse.
Yeah, I'm in.
Fantastic. Meet me outside my burrow in exactly 1 hour. No sooner, no later. And don't forget your 5 silver pieces.
Will do. See you in exactly 1 hour.
As Rabbit leapt away, she smiled to herself.
My plan is working. I'm going to make a fortune.
Rabbit's next stop was a mushy, marshy spot beside the river, where Duck lived.
Good morning, Duck.
Greetings, Rabbit. What brings you here today?
Well, let's just say I have a business proposition for you. Tell me, Duck, do you like corn?
Duck's tail feathers quivered.
Ooh, I love corn. Almost as much as I love creepy crawlies. You know, worms, slugs, cockroaches.
I knew it. Listen, I'm selling 1 bushel of the freshest, sweetest corn you've ever tasted. And I wanted you to be the first to know about it.
Me? You don't say.
I do say. Here, have a bite.
Rabbit handed a cob to Duck.
This is the freshest, sweetest corn I've ever tasted. What are you asking for this 1 bushel of fresh sweet corn?
For you.
Rabbit beamed.
5 silver pieces.
Duck let out a surprised quack.
Just 5 silver pieces? That's unheard of.
What can I say? I aim to please. So, what do you say, Duck? You in?
Duck thought for a moment. This seemed like an offer she couldn't refuse.
Yes, indeed. I'm in.
Outstanding. Meet me outside my burrow in exactly 1 hour in 1 minute. No sooner, no later, and don't forget your 5 silver pieces.
Absolutely. See you in exactly 1 hour and 1 minute.
As Rabbit bounced away, she had an extra spring in her step.
This is easier than I thought. Just 1 more stop to go.
Rabbit made her way to a thick cluster of bushes in the middle of the forest, where Fox lived. Before we go on, one thing you should know about Fox. Like Rabbit, he also was one of the cleverest animals around. And like Rabbit, he also was a very cunning trickster. All right, back to the story.
Good morning, Fox.
Hey there, Rabbit. What, brings you here today?
Well, let's just say I have a business proposition for you. Tell me, Fox, do you like corn?
Fox's red ears perked up.
I love corn. Almost as much as I love little critters. You know, frogs, mice, ducks.
I figured. Listen, I'm selling 1 bushel of the freshest, sweetest corn you've ever tasted. And I wanted you to be the first to know about it.
I like the sound of that.
As you should. Here, have a bite.
Rabbit handed a cob to Fox.
This is the freshest, sweetest corn I've ever tasted. So, what are you asking for this bushel of fresh, sweet corn?
For you?
Rabbit smiled.
5 silver pieces.
Fox cocked his head.
Wait, really? Just 5 silver pieces? That's a steal!
What can I say? I aim to please. So, what do you say, Fox? You in?
Fox thought for a moment. This sure seemed like an offer he couldn't refuse, but it sounded way too good to be true. Was Rabbit up to one of her sneaky tricks again? There was only one way to find out.
Sure, Rabbit. I'm in.
Splendid. Meet me outside my burrow in exactly 1 hour and 2 minutes. No sooner, no later. And don't forget your 5 silver pieces.
You betcha. See you in exactly 1 hour and 2 minutes.
As Rabbit dashed back to her burrow, Fox sat puzzling and pondering in his den.
That rascal Rabbit is up to something. But what? Ah, I know. I'll sneak over to her burrow right now. I'll hide out of sight and see what kind of game she's playing. Something tells me Rabbit's sweet corn offer doesn't have a kernel of truth.
We'll find out what happens next after a quick break. Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I'm Rebecca Shear. Welcome back to Circle Round. Today our story is called Sweet Corn and Clever Rabbit. When we left off, Rascal Rabbit was doing one of her favorite things, hatching a scheme to trick her fellow animals. One by one, she approached Cockroach, Duck, and Fox with what she called a business proposition. She offered each of them one bushel of fresh, sweet corn for just 5 silver pieces. Little did they know, she only had 1 bushel to sell, not 3. She instructed Cockroach to come over in 1 hour, Duck to come over in 1 hour and 1 minute, and Fox to come over in 1 hour and 2 minutes. Cockroach was delighted about the deal, as was Duck. But Wily Fox knew something wasn't right. A few moments after Rabbit sprung away from his den, he scurried to her burrow and hid behind a bush. Before long, he spotted Cockroach scuttling over.
Hi there, Rabbit.
Well, hello, Cockroach. Has it been 1 hour already? You're right on time. Did you bring your 5 silver pieces?
I sure did. Here you go.
Thank you.
Rabbit shoved Cockroach's 5 silver pieces into her left pocket.
Okay, so where's that sweet corn?
It's right here in this sack. Oh, no.
Cockroach froze.
What? What's the matter?
I hate to say it, but here comes Duck. You know how she loves to eat cockroaches. You'd better go hide. I'll let you know when it's safe to come back.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Rabbit. See you soon.
As Cockroach scuttled behind a rock, Duck waddled up to Rabbit's burrow.
Good day, Rabbit.
Well, hello, Duck. Has it been 1 hour and 1 minute already? You're right on time. Did you bring your 5 silver pieces?
Indeed I did. Here they are.
Thank you.
Rabbit's left pocket was full of Cockroach's silver pieces, so she dropped Duck's 5 silver pieces into her right pocket.
All right, so where can I find that sweet corn?
It's right here in this sack. Uh-oh.
Duck froze.
What? What's wrong?
I hate to say it, but here comes Fox. You know how he loves to eat ducks. You better go hide. I'll let you know when it's safe to come back.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Rabbit. I'll see you shortly.
As Duck shuffled behind a tree, Rabbit looked around and frowned.
I told Fox to come over in 1 hour and 2 minutes, and now he's late. I wonder where he can be.
Now, we know that Fox had been watching all this time, right? But Rabbit didn't know that. So you can imagine how startled she was when, all of a sudden, Fox jumped out from behind the bush where he'd been hiding.
I'm right here, Rabbit.
Fox? How'd you get behind that bush? What have you been doing?
Fox smiled, his pointy white teeth glinting in the sun.
What have I been doing? Oh, you know, just listening to you sell the same bushel of corn twice and give nothing in return.
Rabbit's mind raced.
Oh, that. I can explain everything. You see, Fox, my plan was to sell all the corn to you. You and you alone.
Really?
Truly!
Before Rabbit knew what was happening, Fox bounded over to the rock and pulled Cockroach out of her hiding place. He did the same with Duck behind the tree. Rabbit watched as the three animals, Cockroach, Duck, and Fox, went into a huddle. After whispering amongst themselves, they turned to Rabbit and began to speak, using some very familiar words.
So, listen, Rabbit. We have a business proposition for you.
The three of us are going to split a bushel of the freshest, sweetest corn you've ever tasted.
And it'll only cost you
10 silver pieces.
The 5 you stole from me.
And the 5 you stole from me.
So, what do you say, Rabbit?
You win?
Rabbit hung her head. She knew they were making an offer she couldn't refuse.
Yep, I'm in.
So, the three new friends, Cockroach, Duck, and Fox, split the corn three ways and enjoyed every fresh, sweet bite. But even sweeter was the lesson they learned that day. Don't trust everything you hear. If something sounds too good to be true, most likely it is. In fact, it's probably just another hare-brained scheme. Now it's your turn. If you had a bushel of something, anything, what would it be? And who would you give it to? Maybe you'd give a bushel of food to a homeless shelter, or a bushel of books to your bookworm of a best friend. Perhaps you'd give a bushel of flowers to a family member who loves to garden, or, why not, a bushel of hugs to someone who's having a rough day. Think about what you'd like to give and who you'd give it to. Then find some paper, something to draw with, and make a picture that shows you giving a bushel of something super special to someone super special. This week's story, Sweet Corn and Clever Rabbit, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear, and edited by Circle Round's founder, Jessica Alpert. Our original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina's drawn a black and white picture for every Circle Round story, and you can color them in. Visit our website, wbur.org/circleround, and click on Coloring Pages. Special thanks to this week's actors, Evan Casey, Tracy Lynn Oliveira, Maisie Scarpa, and Eris Baker. Grown-ups, check out Eris on This Is Us on NBC. This week's featured instrument was the banjo. You can learn more about this plucked stringed instrument on our website. Again, that's wbur.org/circleround. And hey, have you subscribed to Circle Round yet? If not, find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And please write us a review. We'd love to hear what you think of the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us.